Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, young detectives. It's Snoop and Sniffy, Pflugerville's best dog detectives.
We're also Pflugerville's only dog detectives.
That's true, but we're top-notch nonetheless.
Aw, jeez. I'm not good with praise, Snoop.
Well, you need to get good with it, Sniffy, because there's going to be a lot more coming your way.
You mean from the schlubs when I do a good job sitting? Sitting really isn't as hard as they think it is. Watch, sit, stand, sit, stand.
It's just one of those things about humans we'll probably never understand.
Wait. Do you think sitting on command is hard for humans, and that's why they're always praising us for it?
Well, I'll be... I never thought of that before, Sniffy. But I bet you're right, those silly humans.
Maybe we can help them learn.
I doubt it. They're always rushing around, doing who knows what. Say, Sniffy, you should give yourself a treat for figuring that out.
But I don't have any. And you know Mrs. Schlub doesn't like it when we take the treat bag off the counter.
No, she does not. But don't you have a bone buried in the corner of the yard over there?
Oh my goodness, I almost forgot. I buried it last week and was waiting for the perfect time to dig it back up.
Maybe now is that time, Sniffy.
I think you're right, Snoop. I'll do it now. Oh, I can't wait to chew on it again. That's odd. It's not here.
Maybe you're looking in the wrong place.
I don't think so. I made sure to remember where I put it. Right under this branch of the tree where the bark kind of looks like a happy face.
Yes, I see.
Maybe I just buried it a little deeper.
You're digging quite a deep hole there, Sniffy.
I don't see my bone. But there's a lot of other stuff down here. Ancient coins?
Whoa, careful where you throw those.
A glowing orb?
We should probably take a closer look at that.
Treasure map, but no bone. The rest of this stuff is useless.
And you're absolutely positive that this is where you buried it?
I'm positive, Snoop. Say you believe me.
I do, Sniffy. But you know what this means.
Oh, hang on, let me guess.
That's all right. I'll just tell you. It means we've got a new case. The case of the missing bone.
Ooh, that makes me the client and the detective.
It does indeed. Put on your detective hat for now and tell me, do you see any clues in that hole down there?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that other junk was related to the case.
Maybe what we should do is create a profile.
Create a profile? What's that?
It means we should think about the type of animal that might have stolen your bone.
Oh.
What makes them tick? What are their likes, their dislikes, their innermost dreams?
Okay, first of all, I think they like bones, and what they don't like is not having bones.
Yes, that's a very good start, Sniffy. Certainly, it is logical to think that our thief likes bones. What else?
Oh, They have to be able to dig, right?
Aha, very true. So we can probably rule out birds.
We can probably rule in groundhogs.
Yes, though I don't think our friend Poot would be interested in bones. Not shiny enough.
Other dogs like bones.
Yes, that was my thought too. We could be looking for another dog.
So we're looking for another dog who likes bones. I don't know if that narrows it down much.
Yes, you're right. That still gives a pretty wide net. Wait, that gives me an idea. A net. We could create a trap.
But how can we get my bone to fall into a trap?
No, a trap for the thief, Sniffy.
Oh, I get it now.
What we need now is bait. The thief already has your bone, so we need another bone to lure them in.
That'll be tough. I got that bone from the schlubs after being a good dog for weeks. They don't give them out for nothing.
Ah, so we need to really impress them. I guess I'll have to dust off one of my old dance routines.
You know how to dance, Snoop?
Yes, Sniffy. You see, as a young pup, my dream wasn't to become a dog detective.
I thought that had always been your dream.
No, my first dream was to become a professional dog dancer. And I was good, too. I trained for hours and hours, learning leaps and spins. My teacher was the famous Madame La Chienne, the best dog dance teacher in all of London, if not all of England.
Wow, so what happened? Why aren't you a professional dog dancer now?
Madame La Chienne's prize necklace was stolen, and I was the one who found it. That's when the detective bug bit me, and I've never looked back.
The detective bug? Is that like a flea? They're so annoying.
No, I didn't mean literally. I'm saying that's when I first got interested in dog detecting.
Oh, I see now. And you think you'll be able to use your dancing skills in this case?
Yes. If I show off one of my old dance routines to the schlubs, they'll give me a bone for sure.
And we can use that bone to create a trap for our bone thief.
Exactly. First, just a little light stretching. Got to get the muscles warmed up.
So important.
There. Come, let's go find the schlubs.
They're in the living room.
Perfect. Stand back, Sniffy. I need a little space.
Oh, of course.
Ahem, ahem, schlubs. This is for you. All right, we begin with a simple leap into a series of spins.
Wow, Snoop, you're so graceful.
Taking care to always extend the leg like so, then up high into the air, balancing on my toes, and into the big finish.
I think they liked it, Snoop. They look excited.
Excited enough to give me a bone?
Mr. Schlub is walking into the kitchen. That's where the bones are.
He's heading over to the treat cabinet.
He's calling you over. Don't forget to sit when he gives it to you.
Success! We've got our bones, Sniffy.
You did it, Snoop!
Oh my goodness. That's delicious.
Now we can lay our trap.
Yes. I just need to chew on this bone a little bit longer.
Snoop, I know it's hard to let go of a bone, but we need it for our case.
You're right, Sniffy. Being a detective must always come first. Let's head back outside and lay the trap. Listeners, we'll be right back after this short break.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, we need to make it seem like we're just leaving this bone here in a normal way. We don't want the thief to know that it's a trap.
Otherwise, they won't try to steal it.
Exactly. Follow my lead. Well, this sure is a delicious bone, Sniffy.
Uh-huh. Sure seems like it is, Snoop.
But I'm getting full. I think I'll leave the bone here under this tree for a little while.
Where?
Just under this tree here, in the corner of the yard. That's where I'll put this delicious bone. Now, why don't we go inside and take a long nap?
Yes, a nap sounds very good.
We'll be asleep while we nap, so we won't be able to hear or see anything that happens all the way outside. I'm telling you that for no reason in particular.
Thank you very much for letting me know.
All right, here we go, back inside.
Here we go.
All right, the trap has been laid. Now, we'll just hide behind the door here and keep an eye out.
Hopefully the thief heard us and it won't be long.
Wait, I think I hear someone coming.
Snoop! Sniffy! Now where did those two dogs go?
It's Lorraine. Do you think she's the bone thief?
We'll have to wait and see if she takes the bait.
She's walking nearer to the trap.
Tisk, tisk. Leaving a bone out in the middle of the yard like this? That could attract all kinds of rodents. Ants! Who knows what?
Oh no, she's taking out her tickets! We're about to get ticketed!
Psst! Lorraine, wait! Don't give us a ticket!
What on earth? Snoop! Where are you?
Behind the door!
What are you doing hiding over here?
Shh! Sniffy's bone was stolen, so we laid a trap for the thief.
Please don't give us a ticket. We'd never normally leave a bone sitting out like that.
Oh, I see. You're using the bone as bait. Well, next time, you should alert me before running these types of investigations.
Wait, I think someone else is coming.
Quiet, everyone. This could be our thief.
Snoop? Sniffy? Where are you guys?
It's Poot.
Maybe she's the bone thief after all.
Oh no, they left this bone sitting right out in the middle of the yard. I better bury it for them so that no one else takes it.
Wait, Poot!
Sniffy, what are you doing hiding over there?
Come join us and we'll explain.
Oh, Lorraine and Snoop are hiding here too. It's a party.
It's not a party, it's a trap. We're trying to catch a thief and that bone is the bait.
Oh, I get it.
This could be a good learning opportunity for you as a detective in training.
But I don't have my notepad. Let me just go in.
No time. Someone's coming.
It's Wiggles, the corgi who lives across the street.
She's headed for the bone.
Seems suspicious to me.
She's picking up the bone. Time to reveal ourselves.
Ah! Where did you all come from?
You fell right into our trap, Wiggles.
What do you think you're doing with that bone?
Nothing. Oh, it's no use. I was stealing it.
Did you steal my other bone? The one that I buried under the tree?
Yes, I did. I'm so sorry, Sniffy.
But why did you do it, Wiggles?
Well, I just love bones so much, but my humans never give me any. I had no choice but to take your bones. I know it was wrong, but I just couldn't help myself.
Well, this is a major violation of our neighborhood watch rules. Wiggles, you'll need to appear in front of a committee.
Not a committee.
The law is harsh, but fair.
Wait. Wiggles, I know you're a good dog at heart. Snoop, isn't there something we could do to help? I mean, I don't know what I'd do if my humans didn't give me a bone once in a while.
I don't know.
I've got it. Snoop, what if you taught Wiggles how to dance?
How would that help?
If Wiggles could learn to dance half as well as Snoop, then his humans will definitely give him a bone. They'll give him lots of bones, and then he won't have to steal them.
That's a jolly good idea, Sniffy. What do you think, Wiggles? Want to learn to dance?
Do you really think I could? I'm a corgi, so my legs aren't very long.
Any dog can learn to dance with the proper training.
Really? Then I'm in.
Well, then I suppose I can put off your committee appearance for now.
Excellent. Another case solved, and a new dance pupil to instruct. And if you've enjoyed our little show, you'll love all the other shows from Go Kid Go. Sniffy and I just listen to them all the time. Just search for Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts and you'll find your way. Until next time, always be investigating.
Go Kid Go!
We put on our detective caps and looked high and low, searching for clues to lead us to the best new mystery podcast for kids. Little did we know that we would have to search upside down. That's right. We discovered the Upside Down story with a brand new mystery story for kid detectives each and every week. With most stories, the storyteller introduces themselves at the beginning of the tale. But at the Upside Down story, you don't know who is telling you the story until the very end. Unless you guess their identity sooner, that is. Do you think you have the detective skills to crack these cases wide open? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and put your sleuthing skills to the test by listening to The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.